Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, everybody. Kings postgame show. Seconds remaining, and it's going to be another win for Sacramento. Really unbelievable. This team is on such a roll right now. And this team tonight beat a team that's much better than the record indicates. The Thunder come in a game under 500. Sacramento's now going to go to a 26-18. You got to love the defense in the second half. I mean, that's the story of the game. You know, you see 66 points scored by the Thunder in the first two quarters. And then only 22 points in the third quarter, where the Kings outscored them by 10. And then in the fourth quarter, the Kings are outscoring the Thunder currently by 5, and they're going to win this game. How about Keegan Murray? He was really, really good in this basketball game. Probably the best game of his rookie season. Really, really good by Keegan Murray. So, again, the Sacramento, hey, it just keeps getting better and better and better. They win a game. They beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. And they are now 26-18. 26-18. 4.2 seconds left. I don't think the Thunder are going to score 6 points in under 5 seconds, do you? Unless Reggie Miller somehow walks out onto the floor. But how about Murray? How about Keegan Murray in this game? Love what he's doing, the kid. You know, we talked about Rashawn Holmes the other night, and here we are in this game, and we're talking about Murray. Think about his numbers. 10 of 12 floor, 5 of 7 downtown, 4 of 4 from the line, career high 29 points, 14 rebounds. It's a big-time performance by the rookie out of Iowa. Big-time performance. You know, we talked about halftime, how the three-point shooting had to change. The Kings were 22% at the break. They raised that to almost 32%. Meanwhile, 50-plus percent for the Thunder fell to 38%. So there you have it in the second half. But defense, 116 to 110. Again, 4.9 seconds remaining as Sacramento also gets another triple-double for Domantas Sabonis. I mean, how good is that guy? 18 points, 14 assists, 13 rebounds. Fox tonight, 23 points. Only 2 assists, but 23 points. Kevin Huerter didn't shoot the ball well from distance, 2 of 7, but he scores 14. And the Kings stop a winning streak of the Thunder. Again, 2.4 seconds left. 116, 113. But you got to love the way the Kings played in this second half. Now Sacramento's going to take a full timeout just to make sure that after the three by Isaiah Joe, everyone is on the same page. So the Kings advance the ball. They'll throw in. They'll get fouled. And they make one free throw. And the game is in the books. 116 to 113. And I like this performance by Sacramento in the second half. Big time. Big time. Big time. You know, you got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, how good is he? 37 points, 7 assists, no turnovers. Think about that. The guy played 37 minutes and did not turn the ball over. How good is that? 16 of 23 floor, 2 of 3 from downtown, 3 of 4 from the line, 7 assists, no turnovers. No turnovers. And the final 2.4 seconds left. And again, the Kings just want to make sure that everyone's on the same page before they inbound this ball for the finale. But think about this. This was a high-scoring game at the break, right? It was 66 to 59. I know the game's not over yet. I'm aware of that. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate you joining us here on the stream. But if the Kings lose this game, I mean, all you got to do is throw the ball in bounds, you know? All you got to do is throw the ball in bounds. It was a career game for Murray early in his career. I mean, Amir Sabonis is really unbelievable, Amir. He really is. He is really, really, really good. It was a solid game tonight against a solid team. You know, Oklahoma City been playing very well. It's all over 118-113. 118 to 113. Light the beam. 26 and 18. And you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are now officially watching the Sacramento Kings post-game show. And you are right about that. If you don't like that, right here with Grant Napier, soon to be joined by Ryan in Sacktown. Light the beam. The final 118 to 113. Give you some numbers here. The Kings end up shooting 47.7%. Oklahoma City just over 48%. That three-point shooting came together a little bit. 40% for the Thunder, 31 for the Kings. Kings with 15 turnovers, 9 for Oklahoma City. How about the rebounding for Sacramento? 52 to 36. 52 to 36, the advantage on the glass for Sacramento. And defense got the job done in the second half. 22 points for the Thunder in the third, 25 in the fourth, while the Kings were scoring 32 and 27 respectively. So there you have it. Sacramento continues to roll. 26 up and 18 down. Yes, indeed. Ryan in Sacktown. What a second half, buddy. What a second half.
Great second half. Finally got the Keegan Murray that we have been asking for all season. Yep. Not just doing it from the three-point line, but doing a little bit of everything. Great defense second half. Kings win.
Great second half. Outstanding second half. And I want to talk more about Murray. When you see him play like this and you try to envision him with some more seasoning, with more experience, this guy can be a cornerstone type of a player for your franchise, all right? I really believe that. I'm not expecting him to play like this, Ryan, every single night. But what I am saying is you see the ability in him, and he's a rookie, and he's only going to get better and better. This is awesome. It really is. It's awesome.
Absolutely, Grant. And one thing to think about is he's got one of the hardest parts down. That's the three ball. He's deadly from beyond the three-point line as a rookie. But that mid-range, getting to the hoop, those are all the things that make him all that more effective. And you look at a Jason Tatum that can do a little bit of everything. Yep. You know, that's the style of play Keegan could possibly emulate down the road. But very, very great game tonight by him.
All right. Now, think about this. So we know about Fox and Sabonis, right? Sabonis is clearly 100% going to be an all-star. Fox probably will. But we'll leave him on the borderline.
Okay.
So what makes a good team? Well, a good team is you have to have a good team, T-E-A-M. So the other night against the Lakers, I think it's safe to say the Kings don't win without Rashawn Holmes. I think it's safe to say the Kings don't win tonight without Keegan Murray. I mean, that to me is what's big about this team right now, Ryan. They're getting a different guy every night other than Fox and Sabonis.
Absolutely, Grant. I mean, think about this stat. The bench only scored 21 points tonight of the 118. And look at what the bench did for the Kings in LA the other night. They were so imperative to them winning that game. So it just shows you that this is a unit that is going to have somebody step up every single game, whether they're coming off the bench or starting. We know it'll be someone.
All right. 18 points, 14 assists, 13 rebounds for Sabonis. Another triple-double in Sacramento with the win goes to 26-18. The Thunder fall to 22-24. If you are joining us for the first time, thank you very much. If you are a regular, thank you very much. Do us a favor and hit the like button and subscribe if you have not already done so. Don't forget that on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, we have Jerry Reynolds. He will be on each and every Wednesday. We talk about a lot of different things. And then, of course, Ryan and I doing now halftime some post-game shows for a lot of the games. Again, really an outstanding second half. This second half was one of the best halves I've seen the Kings play in a while. That's how good I think it was. I was very impressed with all aspects of the game in the third and fourth quarters.
Absolutely, Grant. They took over the game in terms of how the game was going to be played. Pace.
Yep.
They absolutely said, Thunder, you're going to do it this way. You're going to play Kings basketball and we're going to execute. And that made all the difference in the world. You could see they were flying around on defense. They were playing inside out, outside in. And that was exactly the opposite of the first half.
All right. Good to have everybody here on the stream. We appreciate all the feedback. Joe, thank you very much for being a regular. We appreciate your support and pass the word on and hope that everything is good up there in Oregon. The Kings, really, really good. Here's the deal. Why not play Holmes tonight? You know why? Because there was a guy by the name of Keegan Murray who played 37 minutes, who was 10 of 12, who had 14 rebounds and 29 points. There was also a guy that plays next to him. His name is Domantas Sabonis. He had 18 points, 14 assists, and 13 rebounds. Here's the deal. You can't play everybody every night. And there are matchups, and there are things like this. And you can't criticize Mike Brown for not playing somebody when you win. Now, if you lose, then you are open for criticism. But you can't criticize the coach for who he played and who he didn't play after you win. Can't do it. So I'm sorry. I'm not going there. Rashawn Holmes was good against the Lakers, but you now have Sabonis on the floor. He didn't play the other night. And you had Keegan Murray who was rolling. You're not going to mess with that. That's why there weren't any minutes for Rashawn Holmes. I'm okay with that tonight.
Yeah, exactly, Grant. Coach Brown's shown he's going to go with the hot hand, and the hot hand was Sabonis and Keegan Murray.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything about how Rashawn played in L.A. I mean, if there was an opportunity for him to play, he would have been out there, but they went the right way.
Yeah, and I'm not taking it, Eli, as you were criticizing. I get, but what I'm trying to make my point might be more animated than you would like, but I'm trying to, in my way, with my personality, just tell you, you can't play everybody every night, and matchups have a lot to do with it. So
they do.
I get your question, Eli. I'm not coming down on you. I'm not jumping all over you. I'm just saying that you can't have it both ways. You can't expect somebody to play the next game just because they had a good game. Like, for instance, maybe Keegan Murray doesn't play a lot tomorrow against Joel Embiid in Philadelphia because maybe he's in foul trouble. You remember what happened the last time these teams played, Ryan? Philadelphia, the Kings' front line was in foul trouble in the first couple of minutes. So maybe tomorrow you see a lot more of Rashawn Holmes because Philadelphia's got a guy that can give you fits in Embiid. So, you know, every game's a little bit different depending on matchups. And as you said, Ryan, who's going hot? Who's got the hot hand?
Exactly right, Grant. And you know what? The fact is they'll need him tomorrow night. So you go with the hot hand, and that's been what Mike's done all season.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so the Kings win. They're 26-18. I don't really see any negatives. Nitpick a little bit, but Oklahoma City shot the ball very, very well in that first half. That's going to happen. So you beat a good team tonight. This is a team, the Thunder, that were rolling. I don't really see any negatives in this game. Harrison Barnes was quiet. You know, he had I guess I can nitpick with that. 39 minutes, he only had two rebounds in 39 minutes and 11 points on 3 of 7. But I'm okay with him only taking 7 shots. I'd like to see him rebound a little bit more, but the team rebounded very well. So, again, I'm nitpicking here just a little bit. I can't really fault how the Kings play tonight. I really can't, Ryan. There's positives all the way across the board.
Yeah, Grant, there's not much to pick at. That bone's pretty lean. The only little pick that I have is the chirping with the referees, especially down the stretch. Even if they get the call wrong and it's obvious to everybody, just back off, keep the momentum going, keep the game going.
Yep.
Because there was a little call there at the end and the Thunder got a wide open dunk. And that's what kind of spurred, you know, their little run. So just back off the refs a little bit.
You know, as far as this question, I'm not sure why we're talking about this, Adam. The Kings just went to 8 games over 500. I'm not sure why we're talking about, and I know you said hypothetically, to answer your question, I'm not trading Murray. I'm keeping him. All right. I like Herter and what he's done. So if you're asking me, those are the four, and I wouldn't trade Harrison Barnes. So right off the get-go, I'm keeping those five, and I'm not even I like the way they all play, but I know there's been some talk on social media about, you know, Keegan Murray being used in a trade. I wouldn't trade Keegan Murray. I'm sorry. I think the Kings got themselves a hell of a player here.
Yeah, Keegan fits in very well to what the Kings want to do, especially with everything going through Sabonis. So I would not mess with the core of this team right now, especially because you're not going to see anything great in return.
Yep. You know, as far as what Cage to K has, I really appreciate everyone letting us know. You know, I don't want to sound self-serving here, but I mean, do we even really have to analyze why that is? I mean, do we even have to go there? Do I have to pat myself and Ryan and then go over and pat Ryan on the back? I mean, do we really have to wonder why no one's listening to KHDK and we have hundreds and thousands, not hundreds of thousands. We got thousands of people here on all three of my platforms listening to Ryan and I. Do we really have to analyze that? I hope not. I hope not. I really hope not. You know what I would say? I would say this. I appreciate the heck out of each and every one of you. And I know I speak for Ryan too. Thank you. And I mean that. We appreciate the heck out of you.
Absolutely. We look forward to it just as much as you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, do hit that smash the like button. Also hit the subscribe button if you have not already done that. And, you know, the last thing I'm doing is trying to mess with the chemistry of this team right now. Great question. Great. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You're exactly right. Okay. Don't fix it. If it ain't broke, you can say it that way too. I get where you're coming from. I always like to say, Ryan, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right now it ain't broken. So there's nothing that needs to be fixed.
Exactly, Grant. But also on the flip side, if you can improve it, improve it, but don't make a move to make a move.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that you were excited to hear my thoughts. I hope you're excited to hear Ryan too, who's a big time Kings fan. We're so happy that you are here. And I will just say that if you don't like that, you don't like Kings basketball. Oh boy, 8 games over .500. And you can turn the sprinkler systems on. Golden One Center and the fans are on fire. And you want to know why people don't go to KHDK? Are you freaking kidding me? Are we really having this conversation or what?
Exactly.
Oh, are we really having this conversation? Please tell me we're not having this conversation. Oh, boy. You're exactly right. Oh, boy.
Hey, and everybody out there, just a reminder, the highest super chatter gets to join Grant and I. It's the sixth game of this stretch, and you'll come on the show with us. We're going to grade out a 5-game stretch, and you can be a part of the Oh Boys. And if you don't like that, so hit your super chats. The leader in the clubhouse right now is Sam at $100.
Yep. Sam with $100. And thank you very much for doing that. So all you got to do is utilize the super chat. This is the third game, right? So we've got the game tomorrow, and then the game against Memphis, and then the following game against Toronto. You'll come on the show with Ryan and I.
Right.
And you can join us for the postgame show. So if you utilize the Super Chat, you make the largest donation, you'll be joining us. And again, right now, Sam is the leader in the clubhouse with $100. How is everybody doing? Is everybody good? Is everybody pumped up? Is there any negatives? You know, are we all doing good? I know we're doing good over in Chile with Eduardo. Eduardo, how the hell are you? Hola. Good to have you on the stream again. How about that? You know, that's dedication. Every single show we got Eduardo from Chile. That is dedication, my man. Yes, indeed.
Wow. Love it.
Yeah, we do love it. Absolutely. You know what? And I love Eduardo. He's looking out after us with the likes and the subscriptions and everything else. It's awesome. Yep. It is absolutely awesome. I can't even keep up with all of the messages coming in. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you very much. 118, 113. The Kings were down 66-59 at the break. Oh, hello, Serbia. Dobro jutro. Yes, indeed. Chiming in from Serbia. Great to have you on board. But think about that third quarter, Ryan. 32-22. The game changed in an instant. It didn't take long at the beginning of the third quarter for the Kings to take the lead. They came out in that third quarter and they took control of the game right at the get-go.
They sure did, Grant. That's been their MO in the third quarters. They have been playing very well. They just did what they wanted to do and imposed their will, and they were playing a little bit faster than they were in the first half. More bounce in that step, shots were falling, and as we know, it was only downhill from there.
All right, absolutely, and you say hello to Tampa and hope you're enjoying the weather down there. We've got people checking in from all, Mineola, Long Island. You know I'm from Syosset, right? Hello, ooh. Peter from Mineola, Nassau County on the island. Yes, indeed. I'm a Syosset boy. Can you say Syosset, Ryan?
Syosset.
A lot of people have Grant, no idea how to pronounce it because it's spelled S-Y-O-S-S-E-T, Syosset.
So just a quick story. The first time I had Grant on my podcast, I probably practiced that for about 30 minutes on the intro. And it's our first time really talking, doing something. And he goes, wait, where did you say I was from? Because I slaughtered it so bad.
I did. I was like, excuse me? I'm not familiar with that. I've never heard of that place before, you know?
Yeah, oh, that was classic.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of the towns on Long Island are like that. Like there's Massapequa, you know, Syosset, and there's a lot of names such as that. But hey, here's what I do know. Mineola, easier, no problem. You know, if you take the Long Island Railroad from New York and, you know, you go through Forest Hills, Woodside, you stop at Jamaica, then you go on to Mineola, Westbury, Hicksville, Syosset, Huntington, Port Jefferson. You know, I just got a tough name. I grew up in I knew how to pronounce it because I freaking live there, but a lot of people don't. You're one of them. Don't feel bad. You're not alone, my friend.
I'm one of them.
All right. All right. So 118 to 113. And, oh, we got Montenegro. Hello, Montenegro.
Hello.
Dobro Jutro. Yes, indeed. 6:30 in the morning. So we got Serbia. We got Montenegro. I got to go to Montenegro because I want to go visit Vladi, who spends about 6 months a year in Montenegro right on the sea. So I need to go make that trip over there. I've been to Serbia. Love Serbia. Was over in Serbia for a week. Beautiful, beautiful country. Fabulous people. And Ryan, let me tell you something about that part of the world. They are basketball crazy. They love their basketball. Love it. Not just casual fans. They are diehard, big time basketball fans.
That's awesome. And there's been some great basketball players that have come out of Serbia.
Yeah. Yeah. Port Arthur. Love Port Arthur. How about Vietnam? 12:30 in the afternoon in Vietnam. We're going worldwide. We got Chile. We've got Europe. We've got Vietnam. We've got it all. You know, I had somebody send me a message. Hey, Grant, you know, we're really not into, you know, how many people are watching from around the world. I disagree. I think it's neat. I think most people that are watching the stream think that it's really unbelievable that we've got people joining us right here from around the world. So I disagree with you. I think a lot of people love to hear people chiming in. And William, thank you very much for the Super Chat donation. Yes, indeed. Turn their sprinkler systems on. Murray is on fire. You're exactly right. You know, how fun is it doing these shows after a Kings win, huh? Wow.
It's a blast. It's a blast. Never know what to expect other than fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Just saw that we had Mexico chiming in on the stream too. Yes, light the beam from Mexico. And everyone says, good morning to Vietnam. No, it's I know, good morning, Vietnam. But you missed the good morning by 40 minutes. It's now the afternoon, but I understand. Good morning, Vietnam. Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, I had a chance to go to Vietnam not too long ago. Beautiful, beautiful country. Was on the ocean right there on the sea in Da Nang and went to Hoi An and up and down the coast of Vietnam. It was freaking beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. All right. Well, the Kings are beautiful too. 118 to 113. Yeah, the Pelicans did lose. Yes, they did. You know, no Zion Williamson and their injuries. And guess what happens? Look at the Phoenix Suns without their all-star Devin Booker. That's why we keep saying You got to cross those fingers not to lose Boxer or Sabonis. But in the meantime, what's going on, Ryan, the Kings are padding the schedule and they're separating themselves from the rest of the teams behind them.
That's right. And on top of that, they're growing their confidence. They're growing momentum. And, you know, winning is good for everything. It heals everything. And it builds that confidence going into the latter part of the season when we have a difficult stretch.
Hello, Italy. We are so great to have you on. Can you send some of the pasta this way, please?
Ciao.
Yeah, can we get a little pizza, little pasta in Texas? Can you send us a little barbecue? Ooh. You know, I mean, if we're going to have people from all over the world, let's see if they can send us some food, you know? Right?
Yeah, yeah. We have a food segment. I'm down for that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. 118-113. And Sacramento now is 26-18. Is this the same team, Ryan, that started off 0-4? Is this a different team?
It's the same team. They, you know what? Yeah. Even that 0-4 stretch, they had some tough calls. They started on the road for the most part. So they've just grown together. And it's been really fun to watch the team and the city grow to where we're at now.
How about Manila in the Philippines joining us? Wow. Manila. And that is spectacular. We got Vietnam. We got the Philippines. I just saw Tijuana chiming in. I can't even find it because the stream is going so fast with the messages. But we got people all over the place. We got donations on the Super Chat. Thank you very much, Bernie. We greatly appreciate that. Well, you make our lives better because we're able to do this and we have so many people watching. So thank you very much. We greatly appreciate you and your support. All right. I would agree with you. We need to give Ryan some love. I always try. He does do a great job, Peter. Thank you very much for pointing it out.
Thank you for the love, Peter.
Look at you and your fan club, man. Look at you and your fan club. And we have.
Yeah, they're growing.
Christopher, first time listener. Hey, you know what? Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Great to have you here on the stream. Absolutely. All right, player of the game. Well, I know my player of the game. Ryan, I'll let you go first.
Keegan Murray, by far. Yep. Keegan Murray, yep. What he did, it's not the points and the rebounds. It's the style of play. He was aggressive, and he did all those things I've been looking to see him do, and he put them over the top tonight. Grant, you?
No question. Absolutely. Bula. Yes, indeed. I'll step in and represent Fiji tonight. Bula and Vinaka. Yes, indeed. Appreciate that.
Vinaka.
Ed, thank you very much. My son's 18 years old, and we have been over 100 Kings games. I always told him that you have to be loyal in the bad times. So for when the good times come, you're absolutely right. We appreciate you and the donation here on Super Chat. You're right. You know what? Go ask any Cubs fan that stuck with that team decade after decade after decade, or the Red Sox, and they finally win, and you feel like it's part of your life because you stuck with them through thick and thin. I love that. Great, great, great chat message. And again, thank you for the donation.
Yeah, Grant, think about it. I got to expand on that because Ed's son's 16 years old. He doesn't remember those great times. He doesn't remember 02. So, you know, I can only imagine how exciting it is. He wasn't alive. Yeah, I mean, YouTube clips. But to get to share that with your son, really, really cool.
Yeah, they love you, Ryan. Look at all the fans you have here, man. You know, people around the world chiming in. Kings fans since 89, Stan. Good job. My first year of doing the games was 1988. Think about that. My first game ever was in Portland, in Portland, and their starting lineup was Terry Porter and Clyde Drexler in the backcourt, Jerome Kersey, Buck Williams, and Kevin Duckworth on the front line at the old Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Portland, and the Kings got blown out, but I'll never forget it. My first ever NBA game in November of 1988. How about that?
Grant, what was the lead up like for that? For you, for the first time stepping into an NBA arena, watching
I'll tell
them
you
shoot
what the
around.
Lead up was like. No one knew who I was because I was the sports director at Channel 31, a station that nobody watched. And so the vast majority of people that watched that game were looking at me and listening to me for the very first time, because I moved to Sacramento in July of 87. So fast forward now to the fall of 88, and I'm on TV doing the Kings. And again, very few people even knew who I was because nobody watched Channel 31. So the buildup for me was I was living a dream. I could not believe that I was in that position. Everything was new to me and everything was exciting to me. Going to the shoot arounds and being on the court and shooting baskets at the arena in Portland during shoot around and, you know, meeting all the different people. That was exciting for me, but I had immense pressure that I felt doing an NBA game where nobody knew who I was. So I had to build my resume and credibility on the air. And the best thing that happened to me was Dan Vieira of the Sacramento Bee wrote a critique on me and Ted Green after the second game, which was the opening of the new Arco Arena that we recently closed down years ago.
Yeah.
And he put on the headline read, terrible game, solid broadcast. And it had a picture of me and Ted, announcing the game in our tuxedos, but terrible game, solid broadcast. And in that article, Dan was very complimentary of my play-by-play. And in the article talked about how nobody really knew who I was. And then Steve Kennedy from the Sacramento Union also did a media critique on me and gave me a raving review of the job that I was doing on the Kings games. And so those two things, I look back, small things, but large at the time. It gave me credibility with the people who didn't know who I was. And I was grateful for that. Grateful for that.
Well, Grant, that's pre-internet. Going to the newspaper, right. That's where you got your information. So to have an article of that nature, I mean, that's everything. Being new to town, everything.
It was absolutely huge. Yes, Bill Shonley was the voice of the Blazers. And even when I used to go to Portland, which was the last road game that I ever did, Bill Shonley came up to me and said, "Hey, Grant, how are you?" You know, Sean's is there at every game. He's an icon. Rip City, he's a legend in Portland. And every single time I'd go to Portland, Sean's was on the court. Again, he stopped doing the games years ago. And he walks up and goes, "Grant, how are you?" And he's very complimentary. "Hey, I just want to let you know, you really do a great job." And I'm like, "No, thank you, Bill. I really appreciate that. That means the world to me coming for someone like you." Nicest man. And what a great, great announcer he was for the Portland Trailblazers through all of those years. Rip City, Bill Shonley, the best. Plain and simple, the best. Really good.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And now here we are, 34 years later, on YouTube.
How about that, huh? Amazing, huh?
Yep.
Incredible. Cool. All right. The Kings win 118-113. Grant and Ryan, we're going to do it again tomorrow as the Kings take on the Sixers. All right, so this is a Philly team that gives you matchup nightmares. We saw that, yeah. Ryan, back about, 6 weeks ago or so when the Kings were in Philadelphia, and they had a day off before the game, and the Philadelphia 76ers absolutely won the game in the first quarter. They absolutely won the game in the first quarter. Philadelphia right now has a record of 29-16. They've won four in a row, and they've won eight of their last 10. And they have a player by the name of Joel Embiid, who is an absolute nightmare to contend with when you are Sacramento and are a little bit thin on that position down low.
Yeah, arguably one of the worst matchups for the Kings in the league. So, you know, foul trouble is going to be everything. That's what it is. He is going to get his, but it's limiting how he gets his and not letting a second, obviously Harden, but not letting the other players on the team go off for 20, 30. And I'll give credit to Sabonis. I think it's a different Domas now than it was when they played him about 6 weeks ago in Philly. He's much more cautious with the fouls that he takes. He's really trying to stay straight up, but it's going to be a team effort for the bigs to try to stop him, Grant.
All right, the Lakers beat the Grizzlies tonight, 122-121, to snap their 11-game winning streak, which I think is actually bad. I was hoping that the Grizzlies would win tonight and win in Phoenix because, you know, chances are you're going to have to lose the game sometime down the road.
Yeah.
But the Lakers scored 41 points in the fourth quarter tonight to win the game, 122-121.
Yeah, they must or Shannon Sharp must have got him fired up.
How about that? Did you see the video of that or what?
I did. Yeah. And they let him come back to his seat for the third quarter.
Unbelievable. You think they'd let anyone else come back to their seat?
Absolutely not.
Well, and thank you, Sue. I really appreciate that message, and I'm very happy for your support. Great to have you here on the stream. Kings win, and they are now eight games over 500. How about that? 8 games over 500 for the Kings. And Ryan, you know, we always like to look at the standings, right? So here the Kings are now in third place. They are a game up now on New Orleans, who's in fourth place. They are 2.5 games up on the sixth place Mavericks. And get a load of this, Ryan. They're 4 games up on the sixth place Clippers and the seventh place Warriors. That's big time.
That's a big, big time. And number one still in the Pacific Division. You know, it's good, Grant. It gives the fan base and the team a little bit of that, like you said earlier, cushion coming into these big games. Because you know that your back is not necessarily against the wall. But I think this team's starting to get past that point. So it's hard to believe going into the break that it is 8 games over 500.
Absolutely. Want to let everyone know that tomorrow we're going to debut a new sponsor. And I'll just tell you right now, because we don't have the graphic ready, but we will tomorrow. And Bennett's Kitchen, the restaurant that hosted us for our event, Ryan, when we raised, $16,000, $17,000 for charity. And so Bennett's Kitchen with two locations, one in Roseville and their restaurant in Fair Oaks and Howe, which used to be Banderas. I've been to both locations. I'll tell you something. Their food is phenomenal. It's great. I know you've been there with your family before, Ryan. So we're great to have them on as our newest sponsor, and we'll have it visually up on the screen. So tomorrow you can check out their website and everything else. Two locations, one in Roseville on Eureka, and the other one really right where Fair Oaks and Howe are, where Banderas used to be. I think a lot of people know where that is. So thank you very much to Brian Bennett and Bennett's Kitchen and Restaurant. They have great food. We love it, and we're happy that they're joining us here on YouTube.
Thrilled, and local too, which is absolutely awesome.
That's absolutely. So thank you very much. All right. So the Kings are in third place solidly. They're 5 games out of second. So I think you got to be realistic. But boy, could you imagine if this team could end up third in the West? I mean, how freaking unbelievable would that be? Now, the thing that would not be unbelievable is if you ended up third and the Warriors ended up sixth and the Warriors were healthy in the playoffs.
Exactly.
I don't want to be doom and gloom here. All right. I don't want to be Mr. Negative and Mr. Rain on my parade. But that's the one scenario that I would not like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That is the first thing that came into my mind when you said three. But it would be amazing, Grant. Think about us hosting or Sacramento hosting a playoff series. We go from not making the playoffs in 16 years to hosting. So if they were solidly at three, I think I'd be feeling pretty good about whoever they play.
Hey, Raider Bunk, I'll make a deal with you, okay? If you go to Bennett's and you don't like the food, I'll reimburse you for your meal. That's how much stock and confidence I have. I've had a lot of different entrees at Bennett's, and I've never had a bad meal. And when I take people there, I took Jerry Reynolds there for lunch. I've taken other people for lunch there, and they all say, wow, this is great. When I was doing commercials for Lexus of Roseville, about once every 2 months, I would go out with the general manager and some of the workers, and we would always go to Bennett's every single time. And they said the same thing. They loved it. So if you go there and you don't like it, I'll reimburse you for your meal. That's how much I love it. All right.
But you're going to like it, just so you know.
Yeah.
I have a picky 8-year-old, and he loves it.
I went there the last time. I went to the location in on Fair Oaks with my two sons and my son's girlfriend, and we ordered two steaks. All right? We ordered the porterhouse, and we ordered the other cut of beef. And I will tell you, it's the first time I had steak at Bennett's, because I normally order fish when I'm at the Roseville location, but they have a wide expansive menu. That steak was so freaking good that I actually took a picture of it and sent a message to owner Brian while I'm eating it. I'm going, Brian, I'm here with my kids and their girlfriend, and this steak is absolutely phenomenal, both of them. We got the New York and we got the Porterhouse. That's how good it was. I sent him a message while we were eating.
That is great. Yeah. That is great. So, and Grant, they've got so much cool stuff in the Roosevelt location too. They have a little cafe where you can get some pastries, coffee. It's set up so well. You'll enjoy it if you give it
You know what? I'm so happy you flew from Tulum to Sacramento and you'll be there for the game tomorrow. You know what? That's great. Thank you very much for yeah, that is awesome. You know what? I love that. I absolutely love that. So yeah, hello from Eduardo in Chile says hello too, you know, so we appreciate that. But anyway, I mean, there's no negatives tonight, Ryan. There's no negatives.
No.
The Kings beat a good team tonight, and I just love the way they're playing in that second half. And if they can carry that over tomorrow, that's going to be some game. It really will. You got to hope, Ryan, that you don't get in foul trouble tomorrow.
That's the big thing, Grant. Foul trouble is what can trip them up. But going into this game, you couldn't ask for anything more with the way they're playing, the confidence, the swagger, yep, and the positioning as well. Third in the West, solidly third in the West.
Yeah. So Ryan and I will be on at halftime again tomorrow. We will be on after the game as well. And will we be talking about a Sacramento Kings team that is able to go to 9 games over .500? Dream, everyone. Dream, dream, dream. Absolutely. And we got people that are, you know, absolutely like the night before the game, wondering what they're going to wear to the game. How about that? Trying to decide what jersey to wear. Oh, you got to love that. How about that?
So what are the options? Hold on. You got to let us know the options of the jerseys.
Yeah, he'd have to let us know. If the Kings are in the playoffs, Grant, will you go and watch? I probably will not go to the game. No. Don't worry about whether I'm at the game or not. All right. I really appreciate your support. I'm following the team. I'm super excited for each and every one of you. You know that. You can see the passion in my face and hear it in my voice. I'm genuinely excited. Okay. For every one of you. I got to tell you, I think it would be too uncomfortable and weird for me to go to the game. I hope that makes sense. But maybe someday, but I'm not ready for that right now. I'm just not. So, you know, as far as my favorite call in my career, I don't really have one. I have favorite games that I announced. The playoff game in Dallas that I did on radio. The Kings down 35 in the third to come back and win at Chicago. Those are two that always stick out to me. You know, doing games 3 and 4 of the Western Conference Finals on the radio by myself against the Lakers were two of my favorite games. So, you know, there you have it. Thanks, Maureen. I appreciate your support, and you've been great. And I'll be there when it's right to be there. How does that sound? You know what I mean? Right now, it's not something I'm planning on doing. Light the beam is right, you know?
So Grant.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. We got a little.
No, go ahead.
I mean, to step on you. You said you did the games alone. You didn't do them with G-Man for 3 and 4?
G-Man was at the Indianapolis 500 in May every weekend. Okay. So during those playoff years, I used to call all the games on radio by myself. On the weekends. I mean, all the weekend games. So I always got a chance to do great playoff games on the radio. And actually, I enjoyed doing the games on the radio more than I enjoy doing them on TV. I used to get so excited doing games on the radio because that's my true art form. It's the true art form of broadcasting.
Yeah.
And if you told me that I could do either a game on TV or radio, I'm going to take radio every single time. Plus, you don't have to look at my ugly face on radio. You know? Well, you know, I appreciate that. Maybe someday. Maybe someday. A lot of things are going to have to happen. But again, don't worry about me. I'm fine. Okay? And I love the fact that you care and you are rooting for me. And I appreciate that. Are you asking why is that? Why is that? Are you asking why would I not go to the games? Because I haven't been there since the game was halted against New Orleans before the game started. And I unfortunately feel that there are some apologies that need to be forthcoming to me by certain individuals before I would show up at the arena. So I'm about ethics. I'm about doing what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And hey, anyone that has followed me over my career, I never have a problem saying I'm sorry. If I do something wrong, if I get something wrong, I say, hey, I'm sorry. I've apologized to referees on the air before. I've gone on my radio show and apologized and said, hey, I want to, before we go on, I need to apologize. I said something yesterday that was totally wrong and I own up to it. So again, I always quote Martin Luther King, and I did a whole podcast this on the other day. Our lives begin to end the day we remain silent about things that matter. And there are too many people that have remained silent who have turned their heads. And so if you ask me why, that's why. That's why. I'm proud of my career. I'm proud of what I did in Sacramento. I'm proud of the foundation where we sent over 100 at-need underprivileged kids to college. I'm proud of a lot of things. I'm proud of the people I met, the relationships I've had. I'm proud of the fact that my family grew up in a great community and that my kids love living there. And so there's a lot of things I'm grateful for. But going back to the arena, right now, I'm not planning on doing that. So yeah, I'm not saying never. I'm just saying right now, I'm not planning on doing that. All right. So thank you very much. That's all I can say. Somebody says they think my background should be Arco Arena. All right. So why do you think it should be Arco Arena? Why do you think that, Amy? I'd love to know.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of like that idea.
All right.
I do.
All right. Well, maybe tomorrow. Maybe I'll surprise you. Maybe it will be Memphis. I don't know. I'll look into it. How's that sound? All right. You know?
Okay. Sounds good.
Right. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I do remember.
I can.
Go ahead.
Oh, I can smell the popcorn in King's Dogs from here right now.
Absolutely. I did say roll your sleeves up. We're going to save this team. You're darn right. It's time to roll our sleeves up to our freaking necks and get the job done. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll never forget the broadcast you did from Firestone when we found out, and it was, and I think the line was, "This is victory," you know, and they eventually had video of it, but that's exactly how it felt. Yep. So it was just a big celebration.
I get this question back a lot. I resigned from the Kings. Okay. I resigned. I have left every door open for my future. I'm not closing the door to anything. Okay. So I just answer my question that way. I'm leaving every door open. I'm still, in my opinion, young. I have a lot of years left. I have a lot of energy. So you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. One day at a time, and you never know what's around the corner. I'll just leave it at that. Well, I want to let you know that New Works Plumbing, they're awesome. They are locally owned. They've been so for over 20 years. Just go to sacserviceplumbing.com or call the number on your screen. That's sacserviceplumbing.com. And remember that New Works Plumbing is available 24/7 for your plumbing needs and repairs. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. Any final thoughts there, Mr. Ryan in Sacktown?
No, you know, let's enjoy this one for another about, I don't know, give or take 15 hours and carry into tomorrow with Philadelphia and Embiid coming in. I'm really interested to see how the Kings guard them, but great step forward again tonight.
Now I got the pressure on, Ryan. Look at this. Don't change anything during the winning streak, Grant. So, I mean, but I changed the background today. Last night I had the court and a wide shot. And now I'm on a different part. So I changed the background tonight and they still won. So, you know what I mean?
So technically, if you're if you didn't change it, you would be changing. Right? So, all right, we're on to something.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Grant will do play-by-play again for sure. My six-year-old daughter will have a chance to watch Grant Napier with her dad someday. Well, you never know. You never know. All right. Man, oh, man. How about this? New background, Keegan Murray. I love
it. Hey, did you see he actually cracked a little bit of a smile today?
Yeah,
on
about that
baseline
huh?
dunk. That was the first time in a long time. So if you can, if anybody can find that, send that to us, and maybe we can get that up as a background.
All right. Well, I've got the pressure on, so I'm not going to change the background for tomorrow's game, all right? I won't, but I will at some point, but it won't be tomorrow. Ryan, enjoy the weekend, my friend, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too, Grant, and good luck tomorrow too. You know what I mean.
Yes, indeed. It's football. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. So there you go. By the way, Ryan knows this, and you all know that. If the Giants and Eagles game is still going on at halftime, Ryan's going to be doing the halftime show by himself tomorrow. All right? All right. I'm just letting everyone know, all right, that that would be the case, all right, unless the game's not close, all right? Yeah, so, man, I love you fans. You're great. You're absolutely great. Carmichael, Dave, yes, we are still very close. Absolutely. Very much so. Talk to him on a regular basis. All right. Thanks very much, everyone. You're freaking awesome. We'll be back tomorrow, right back here on If You Don't Like That with Grant Napier and, of course, Ryan in Sacktown. So long, everybody.